Welcome to the Craig T. Owens audio blog with Craig's blog posts in audio format to go. Now, here's Craig.
The Prince of Peace. Last week, we saw the dark times in which Micah lived as he prophesied the advent of the Messiah. Israel was both surrounded by enemies, as well as lots of practices within their borders that were heartbreaking to God. Many times, our lives can feel the same way. Enemies of God all around us, and our own turmoil and doubts inside our hearts and minds. In this dark, hopeless time, the Messiah came as our great shepherd. Take a look at what this shepherd brings us. He will stand and shepherd his flock in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God, and they will live securely, for then his greatness will reach to the ends of the earth, and he will be their peace. Micah chapter 5, verses 4 and 5. We see this idea of Jesus, our great shepherd, bringing peace to our hearts in the New Testament as well. May the God of peace, who through the blood of the eternal covenant brought back from the dead our Lord Jesus Christ, that great shepherd of the sheep, equip you with everything good for doing his will, and may he work in us what is pleasing to him through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. Hebrews chapter 13, verses 20 and 21. This peace is also implied in Psalm chapter 23, verse 1, when David wrote, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want." That phrase, "I shall not be in want," really captures the definition of peace. The Hebrew word for peace is shalom. An easy-to-remember definition of shalom is nothing lost, nothing missing. Our great shepherd makes sure nothing is lost or missing that would cause us anxiety or doubt, so we can have total peace. We can have shalom. Jesus said the devil's agenda was for everything to be lost or missing. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy, but our great shepherd's agenda is for there to be nothing lost or missing. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. John chapter 10, verse 10. Isaiah, who was prophesying at the same time as Micah, sounded a similar note. "Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son and will call him Emmanuel. And he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace." Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14, and chapter 9, verse 6. When this great shepherd was born in Bethlehem, the shepherds in the field were the first to hear the good news. Notice what the angels announced. "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace to those on whom his favor rests." Luke chapter 2, verse 14. Who has God's favor? Those with faith in him. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. So those with faith in God have God's favor. Faith in what? In all that Jesus purchased for us by his blood shed on the cross. Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Romans chapter 5, verse 1. Check this out. The root word of shalom is a word that means it is finished. These are the exact same words our Prince of Peace announced from the cross. Jesus finished the work that brings us peace from the turmoil and anxiety of sin. Faith comes from believing that God has made the promise of peace, that God has fulfilled the promise of peace through Jesus, and that God is bringing us to his eternal peace. So now, our lives of peace in a world of turmoil can serve as a testimony to others. Jesus called his followers to be peacemakers, Matthew chapter 5, verse 9. But we cannot do this while we are experiencing anxiety or doubts. To be peacemakers, we must be full of peace because of our relationship with the Prince of Peace, who has ensured that nothing is lost and nothing is missing. If you feel anxious, remember that Bethlehem is your proof that the Prince of Peace has come to remove doubts, anxiety, fear, and inner turmoil. Let every pang of anxiety be immediately a call to run to the Prince of Peace. He has paid an incalculable price to purchase your peace, so don't leave this gift unopened and unused. A dark, anxious world is looking for peace. Know the author of Shalom so that you can introduce others to this Prince of Peace. If you've missed any of the messages in this series, I've shared a link in the show notes to all of those messages.
To get in touch with Craig, to read more posts, or to access the huge library of resources Craig has compiled, please check out craigtowens.com.